Hello, you guys, and welcome back to another beautiful episode of Pageants and Prosecco. We are going to talk about Miss Universe updates today on this episode, but first, of course, I'm your host for today, Bea Brooks. Some people know me by a few names, Brett Brooks. Some people may know me as my middle name, Nicole, but nonetheless, today I am a Miss Universe fan. Ultimately. Okay, so let's just go ahead and get into it. Today we are talking about all things Miss Universe because they gave us a couple of updates today. Was this today that I screenshot? Yes, it was. I guess it was yesterday. The Miss Universe page gave us a few updates. And also, I learned how to do something pretty cool on here, and I'm going to see if I can do it right now. Something new on Instagram that I just discovered is that I can download video on Instagram. Do you guys know this? Okay, let's see if this will work. Okay, maybe not that way. Like now I can't do it. Okay, I was trying to show you guys my, oh, here it goes, right here. Look at this. This is from Rabani.
Hi, Universe. We're so close to the 72nd Miss Universe competition, and I cannot believe the time is finally here. The good thing is you can help me crown my successor. We just launched the vote for this year's competition, and all you need to do is download the official Miss Universe app to vote for your favorite delegate into the semifinals for the 72nd Miss Universe competition. The first vote is free.
How cool is that? So now we have some audio visuals. So let's get back into it. So we bring it back up. So here we have Rabani. This is from the official Miss Universe Instagram page. Okay. This is the official. How cool is StreamYard? Shout out to StreamYard, you guys. I'm even able to do this. This is not a paid, it could be sponsored StreamYard. But anyway, so I can show you guys this. So Miss Universe on their Instagram page, one, I can download videos. That's pretty cool. But they now have this fan vote, right? Look how many likes these things are getting, 100,000 likes. I guess it's not surprising they have 5 million followers. Okay, so they're really pushing this fan vote. And this is one of the reasons that I want to talk today about Miss Universe. So the first fan vote announcement, that video I just played for you guys was this one, I think, the last one. I actually don't know where I got that video from on here. I actually don't know where that video came from. I downloaded it off of Instagram a few minutes ago, but this seems to be the first post where they're mentioning this fan vote. And as you can see, this is the fan vote. I'm just gonna download this real fast, bring it up. Let me see if I can share this. If not, allow me to share this part. Okay, let's just go back to what I was doing. And I'll stop touching stuff. But if you guys look at this right here, Miss Universe. People's choice is not anything new, and that's ultimately what this looks like. This is another people's choice. Well, that was 2 weeks ago. So fast forward to, is this a more recent one? Top three based off regions, right? Based off regions, as of 6 days ago, Ukraine, Albania, France, South Africa, Zimbabwe, Cameroon, Philippines, Myanmar, again, Thailand, both of them again, Nicaragua again, Puerto Rico, Chile. These are based off regions. So for the Americas, we have Nicaragua. We have a lot of Southern and Central America, because Puerto Rico, technically North America, but Puerto Rico is still south, at least south of where I'm at. And then Nicaragua and Chile, we know, are in South America. And then for the Asia Pacific, Philippines, Myanmar, Thailand, no surprise here. Myanmar is a little bit surprised, but no surprise there. And then for the Africa country, continent, South Africa, Zimbabwe, Cameroon. And then for Europe, we have Ukraine, Albania, France. And those are based off regions, top three per regions. So pretty cool. And I mentioned all this because, and then let's see, is this another one?
Hi, I'm Arbany, and I care about sustainable fashion. Hello, universe!
Sawadika! Hello, the universe!
Hello, universe!
Hello, universe!
Hello, universe!
Hello, universe!
Hello, the universe!
So this says, share it with the world and let it resonate with the universe. Shout out to the hello universe in your, shout out loud hello universe in your own unique way in any location. And then tag your friends. Cute. Super cute. So anyway, it's pretty cool. I can download videos now. Okay, so let's talk about this too, real fast. John Legend is our musical guest. You know, there was a saying in the pageant world about people who perform at pageants that is like they're, you know, sometimes some people feel a little bit of haterish when they mention the musical talent is like people who were hot at one point and they're trying to get a second going of their fans and creativity base. But, and we saw that, I think, with like, the Neos of the world, the Backstreet Boys performing in 2016, which I think still is cool. Pitbull, people who are kind of like known, but haven't done anything fairly recent, right? And so granted, big names, but obviously I think if they had the budget, I don't know, T-Swift, Beyonce, Ice Spice, Nicki Minaj, Drake. I think all those people would be who people would want to see. Rihanna, Usher. But we got John Legend. And I feel like John Legend is phenomenal. And I think this is a great choice because I can imagine how beautiful it's going to sound when they are serenaded in their evening gown by John Legend. One of the first songs that I was allowed to learn on the piano was actually Ordinary People. Take it slow. I still remember the notes. Dun, 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 dun. So I'm actually really excited to see how John Legend does. I hope he plays songs that I recognize personally. And there is a one song that my dad loves by John Legend, the All of Me song. So we have John Legend performing for us November 18th in El Salvador for Miss Universe. I'm actually curious how much Miss Universe was in their budget when it comes to these artists. Aren't you guys kind of curious with what we're talking about here? Aren't you guys kind of curious? Okay, so you got me now. So let's talk about one thing where I want to mention the why I wanted to bring up the people's choice, the popular vote, I guess you could say. So I found this post on the internet streets, and I can't remember where I found it from, but it says Queens MX update, which I'm guessing is Miss Universe update. And it is this post. And it is the selection format for this year's competition. And I'm going to read it off to you. So for the selection format, as we know, this is how the girls are broken down from, I think, 80 to 90 countries down to ultimately the winner, who would be Miss Universe 2024, I think. So we're going to start with a top 20, which is typical and standard. And I'm glad that we're doing 20, because sometimes it's 16, sometimes it's 15 plus the one person. So I'm glad we have 20, because I do feel like it's really hard to break down 80, if it's 86 countries still. I think it's really hard to break down 86 countries to 20 based simply off interviews and the preliminary competition, which we know is swimsuit and gown, right? So I'm glad to see that we're going to be able to see 20 girls on stage. I think it's going to be a nice broad range of talent up there. And I love the fact that we have a full show as opposed to just 15 girls. I think that extra five is going to give somebody who's on the cuff that one extra chance to come forward and show themselves approved, right? So I'm all here for the top 20. And then the top 20 is going to get broken down in half to a top 10. And what is going to be interesting is that there's going to be one more person who makes it into the top 11. And that person will be the popular vote. And the popular vote is what I just showed you a few minutes ago on Miss Universe. And so one of those women who make it to the end, November 18th, 19th. What day is on November 19th? We're a couple days out now. So we have one person from the popular vote who is going to make it into the top 11. Ultimately, so I don't know if the popular vote, because you guys know how I feel when it comes to these bonus contestants making their way into the pageant. I'm against it. I'd be more on the fence of against it, but I think it just makes for a good show. But ultimately, you know, you have one person who is probably not 100% up to par with the other ladies, and she's getting this extra chance, and good for her, and hopefully she deserves it. But based off who I just saw a few minutes ago, and I did not go through the contestants yet, I will give you guys my top picks here in a couple of weeks. You guys know I always like to do things last minute, but I think going into the international competition, the people who I saw a few minutes ago all looked good. Not surprised by a lot of the placements for the fan vote already. But I'm curious to know if the girls who are in the fan votes are going to make top 20 already, and how they're going to pick that last 11th person based off of who's already there. I feel like a lot of girls who I just saw in the region specifically may already make it. So are we adding somebody who might have been eliminated already out of the top 20? And it's a fan vote out of the top 20 who's left? Or is this someone who's going to be a part of the top 20 because of the fan vote, and we don't know who she is until the announcement of that 11th person? Does that make sense? Because the popular vote will happen at the top 10. So is this 11th person coming from the top 20? Or is she going to be a part of the top 20 and then get called for the top 11? And we just don't know. Because typically what I've noticed is that the girl who makes the people's choice, I feel like the people's choice should go into the top 20, and the top 10 should be those who generally are getting the scores to make top 10. I don't think that the placement, this is really bugging me. I don't think that the placement is fair to go to, like, I know some pageants who do top five, and that fifth person is the popular vote. And so you have four girls who generally got to top five on their own merit. And then you have one girl who bought her way into the top five when she should have been eliminated three rounds ago. So I'm curious to know if the popular vote person will come from the top 20, or if she's going to be, because let's say a country like Pluto enters the competition and she's not the best or the strongest competitor. Is she going to get placed in the top 11 off the fact that she has the most votes, Miss Pluto, even though she's not good? And that's why I also said, too, it feels so bad because then you have somebody who can't really compete against the other girls logistically because, So anyway, at the top 10 announcement, we're going to have one more person call, so we're going to have 11. We're going from 20 to 10 plus 1, 11. So ultimately, it looks like 6 people are going to be eliminated. Okay, I can get jiggy with 6 people being eliminated. I can get jiggy with that. And then from 11 or 10, however you see it, we're going down to a top 5, which of course is customary. And from top 5, we go to top 3, and then they're probably going to do a final look. And from top 3, we want to get that winner. And that's pretty much what we've been doing at Miss Universe and Miss USA here for quite a bit. But I'm curious to know what you guys think when it comes to this format being announced. From top 20 to top 11 to top 5 to top 3. And what do you think about John Legend performing at Miss Universe? Are you excited to see John Legend? What's your favorite song by the musical genius himself? I'm excited for this show in general. But for the most part, I wanted to hop on here and talk to you guys about the format because the format has officially been announced. And now we know exactly how they're going to break this down. And it looks like you might, if you have a favorite contestant from Miss Universe, you might want to get on it when it comes to picking her for the top spot, because this popular vote looks like it's going to be a real help for somebody, because you're going from 11 to 5. So 6 people are being eliminated. 11 to 5. 6 people are being eliminated. I was right. 6 people are being eliminated in both rounds, top 20 to top 10, 11, and then from 11 to 5. So you have 6 people being eliminated twice, and then from 5 to 3. And I think that's the hardest part too, is going from 5 to 3, because you probably, that's probably that give you that 1 point or 2 point difference from 5 to 3. Also, I want to mention to you guys, real fast before I let go, the Book of Beauty is dropping in November. So if you're watching this, please, you can get it in the description. I'll put it here in the description. If you listen to the podcast, it will also be on the podcast. But the Book of Beauty is available on Amazon, you guys, in November. I'm so excited to finally launch this. It's something I've been trying to work on since the summer. I just keep getting hit left and right with different things. I'm going to come on here and talk to you guys, too, about the importance of mindset going into pageant competitions like Miss Universe and the difference between the winner and someone who doesn't win. Between the winner and someone who doesn't win. And that's all going to come down to the mind. So stay tuned. I'll let you guys know the official date. Don't you worry about it. But it's going to be in November, and it'll be available for your next competition. The Book of Beauty is going to be at a low price, but it's going to be jam-packed with so much information. Your head is going to spin. And I'm so excited to put this out into the world and give you guys this intelligence that I have about how to perfect your interview. Because as we know, interview is so important. And I'll have another episode on the interview because, as we know, a lot of pageants are changing their formats too, like Miss USA, Miss Universe, and Miss America. They're changing their formats. So now interview is going to be weighed heavier. Let's talk about it in the next episode. I will catch you guys over there. Thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate it. I love you. I hope your glasses are somewhat moderately empty. I'm drinking a Chardonnay. I appreciate you guys for joining this episode, and I'll catch you in the next one. Peace. And cheers.